ghostly Manhattan skyline without its twin towers. Hardened New Yorkers nod as they pass each day. Legions of outsiders turn up to confirm that the impossible is real. No crass commercialism is allowed here, not a hawker to be seen. In small huddles, people talk, stare, grasp the dimensions of empty space. The New York Fire Department unit stands across the street from the chasm, its gleaming trucks parked ready to sprint out into the void again. Bronzed images of comrades who fell that day are welded to the station house wall. A cross of charred metal infrastructure has been left, poignantly reminding us of all that has taken place here. In the giant gaping hole, there is where the subway used to run underneath the great building. The dust clouds that still haunt the mind have left a permanent, musty film. 5 years later, dust still permeates the consciousness, the smell, skin, the eyes. What a nightmare to clear the sight. Still they carry on, passionate, diligent construction workers on a mission from God. For all who pass, this is a place of quiet reflection and sorrow. Could there be a more impressive shrine? There is no defeat amidst the ruins, only a reminder of the fragility of all things, no matter how impressive or strong they may seem. As if to silently protest at the new plans, every day fragments of bone are found that must haunt the planners, architects and workers as they build new foundations and make preparations for a new edifice that must be even higher and bigger than the old. In nearby Chinatown and in the small boroughs around Ground Zero, there is also an eerie silence. For 5 years now, hundreds of thousands of visitors have stopped coming to the nearby neighbourhoods for lunch and dinner, and the Wall Street district itself is quiet. 15 years ago, I was regularly one of the thousands who would come each day to view Manhattan from its tallest buildings. It was a place to come with visitors to help them get their bearings. All that is gone. The new quiet has destroyed thousands of small businesses reliant on the passing trade, but in true New York style, life goes on. And the calm of the shrine has transformed the day-to-day conflicts and worries of the streets. It is a source of wonderment that around the area of the towers, ordinary New Yorkers are quick with helpful advice, tips for travellers and visitors, a generosity of spirit that one expects of a country town, not a metropolis. Manhattan is determined to carry on with a better spirit, a new purpose, and a better life. New York City shines, a place ahead of its time, a monument of humanism, a place that receives all who come from distant shores, a place of the most progressive welfare and rights legislation, a capital for African Americans, a magnet for the problems of the nation and now maybe the world at large, taking them on nobly, like a ship with the strain of the wind in its sails.